Back on Wyoming Sports Talk today, we introduce you to Nico Vitae. Now, Nico, last time I remember seeing you, we were at Thunder Basin, Nick, and Nico, where you guys were playing football.
I was in San Jose during that game because, again, that was the one we didn't video broadcast because, again, I had to deal with a wedding.
That's so. Right. I was up there.
I think the last time I saw him on the field was Central versus South.
That's right. So, anyway, we remember you, obviously, on both sides of the football, offense, defense, returning punts and kickoffs and everything else. But Nico, again, as we were talking off air, you're on track. You like to play some winter soccer indoors to keep in shape, and of course,
he basically does it all.
Most importantly, yeah, you are an all around skilled athlete. You're playing baseball now for Post Six. Tell us a little bit what positions you play on Post Six.
Lately, I've been playing middle infield, or mostly left field now, left side of the field, shortstop, third. Trying out third's new position.
Now, again, you know, being a shortstop and a third baseman, there's more than just fielding the ball. You have a lot of things that you got to think about, especially to turn a double play or be involved in a double play. There's so much you have to do. And then again, too, are you always watching the catcher and the pitcher for signals so you know where the pitch is going to go? Are you putting your glove over your face when you're at shortstop going to the second baseman, tell him what pitch or what? Tell us a little bit of it's almost like you're the captain of the infield.
Yes, communication is key in the infield. And if you're a shortstop or third baseman, you got to take charge and just let the other infielders know what's coming. Like if it's a slower pitch, it's outside, maybe tell your second baseman, hey, it's maybe coming your way or something. Just give them a heads up.
Do you kind of encourage the multi-use, at least, position of being able to take over shortstop, third base, or being that kind of multi-tool person for Post Six, or would you rather kind of specialize in one or the other? Do you favor third baseman over shortstop?
No, I just would like to be out there. Utility player is key. You got to be able to honestly play wherever. If someone gets injured, you got to step up and fill a spot.
Now, something we ask kind of our hockey players, and I guess we'll do for baseball as well too, Nico, obviously, again, from Cheyenne, is it safe to assume a Rockies fan by chance, or what's your favorite MLB team that you kind of follow?
Actually, I was born in California, so I like the Dodgers.
Oh boy. But either way, though, talking about, and again, I brought up the Rockies, though, because, again, you look at some of those infielders down there, and, you know, Dodgers do as well. I'll give them their props every once in a while. But, you know, you look at a Nolan Arenado, what he does, again, LeMahieu.
Turner.
There's entities in the MLB that are doing very well at those positions. Is it something that you kind of look at their game, what they're doing right now for the majors, and try to utilize that in your everyday kind of playing?
Yes, I love watching Nolan Arenado. I think he has amazing work ethic. Trevor Story, a great guy. Also from the Dodgers, I watch Kike Hernandez. Mm-hmm. He's a great utility player, infield and outfield, and I like what he does at the plate too.
Now, you're a senior at Central, so obviously, as we were talking before we put you on there, you're moving on to continue your education, but the nice thing is to continue playing baseball. Give us a little bit on that.
Yes, the recruiting process is a little strange. It's difficult at times, and I found a college where it would best fit my education and further my baseball career. It's nice.
Can you tell us that, or have you signed a letter of intent yet? Or if it's going to get you in trouble, then we don't want to do that.
No, I haven't signed yet.
Okay. But everything that you have seen of this campus, it intrigued you?
Yes, I like the coach, his work ethic on the field as well as in the classroom. He holds you accountable on and off the field, and it just feels structured program like this. I like it.
You know, and it's kind of nice, too, because you have this opportunity to play at another level. And you think about all the levels that you've played at here in Cheyenne through, you know, the time that you've been here. And, again, tell us a little bit about the Post Six program that you've been involved with.
I started at Raptors. Played there, and it was just kind of, it was fun, just kind of hit the ball, run around. And then 7th grade, I tried out for the Indians, and I made it, and then it just kind of changed. I fell in love with baseball a lot more because I used to play other sports more than baseball, and it was just kind of a side thing. And I got in the program, and I felt like how tight-knit it was and how much of a family, like, it just feels, and I enjoyed that and stuck with baseball throughout the program.
Looking at this season, and we're 3 games in with Post Six, but for you, Nico, have you set up any goals for this season for yourself, whether it is kind of a batting average, home runs? Have you set up any goals for this season?
I don't really like to set up too, like, personal goals. Mm. I just like to set up team goals as how I can help benefit the team to set, like, to achieve those.
What would those be, by chance?
Such like wins record last year, we beat that. I would like to contest with that this year. Team fielding percentage, team batting average, just stuff to, as a group, we can do.
You know, Nico, you were one of the young guys once, and now you're one of the veteran players on this team. So you know what's expected out of you from the coaching staff, but also, too, you've had that chance to experience winning. And like you said, we want to win more, and I think that's a great thing to say, especially, you know, here to us and to the fans of Post 6. What's the message that you try to express to the younger guys that are now coming up? Because, hey, they got big shoes they got to fill. There's some guys that that were mainstays of this squad that are no longer playing for Post 6.
Oh, we just have to hold those kids accountable, encourage them. Don't put them down. Don't let them get down. We have to keep picking them up and saying, you can do this. You can fill that spot. And just being the best teammate you can to pick everyone up.
We wish you all the best. Thank you for coming on by and chatting with us. I know you guys have practice, so thank you again to Coach Lane. Nico Vitae joined us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Back after this timeout here on 1480 K-Ray.